This is CliffCentral.com.
Today on All About Theatre with Monte Cassino. It's been the longest running American musical on Broadway for over 22 years. And the West End history. It's still the sexiest show on Broadway. It's been seen by over, listen to this, 31 million people in 490 cities across 36 countries with over 32,500 performances worldwide. And we're talking about the one and only Chicago. And it's at Monte Cassino. It opens at the Teatro this Saturday. And it runs all the way until the 26th of May. And I've got to tell you that Monte Cassino, of course, is the sponsor of the show. And lots of wonderful guests from Chicago, from all parts of the ensemble, are going to be coming into studio. So we're so excited for that. Of course, we've had the likes of Craig O'Barney and Carmen Pretorius,
Sam Pio
in studio while you were running Cape Town. So, and of course, chatted to Brian Schimmel when you guys were in Asia. So we've been following this production very closely, and we're very excited.
And it's finally here.
So today in the studio, Ilse Klink, who plays Mama Mortem, and the one and only Hazel Feldman, Mrs. Producer herself, join us. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Alan.
Good to be here.
It's good, guys.
Are you excited that this is all happening?
I am. It is very exciting to be back in Johannesburg, you know, in my home city. So and most of the cast are from Johannesburg. So we really, really geared up to be here and very excited to do it.
Hazel, I want to begin with you. So first and foremost, back in the very late 70s, she was her early 80s, your mark in production and in producing was working with Sol Kerzner, to some extent.
Yeah.
And who was some of the first people you ever brought to South Africa, if we're going back all those 40 years ago?
You need to go back a little bit more, and that's how scary that is. But, I mean, if you go back to Sun City, it's starting from Frank Sinatra.
Sure.
And Cher and Liza Minnelli and Queen and Elton and Rod and a bunch of others and lots of tits and feather shows and all kinds of fun stuff.
So this is a long road.
Yeah,
good road.
It's been a long road.
I want to go into this. Firstly, people don't understand what it takes to produce a show because you have hits, and you then sometimes have ones that you think are going to be the biggest hits.
Yeah.
And I'm going to use two particular examples. I mean, Priscilla rocked, okay, and then Dreamgirls, which I thought, by the way, is one of the most spectacular productions in South Africa, didn't.
Yep.
How hard is it to be a producer? Please help the fellow producers out.
It's hard. You know, sometimes exactly what you say is when you really believe that you've got a no-brainer, something that is going to move, something that's right at the time, like Dreamgirls. Mm. You genuinely feel this is the right show at the right time and it's going to happen. The same with Rent. I thought it was the right time and the right place and the right circumstances, and it bombed. And then you suddenly get something like Priscilla and you think to yourself, okay, you know, it's commercial, but is it really going to resonate right across the way? And it did. So you never know. You absolutely never know. There are certain absolutes, like a Phantom, like a Les Mis, like a Lion King, but quite honestly, not anything else is an absolute gimme. It doesn't work like that.
You've played in the Monte Cassino space, the theatre space, for some time. You love that theatre.
Absolutely. In fact, Chicago in 2008 was the first show to follow The Lion King, the first musical to follow The Lion King into the theatre in 2008. So for us, it's quite a coming full circle, and it's a fabulous space.
So what, as a producer, you travel the world, I know you do, you and Tony and your family and your production company, and all of a sudden, what made you pick Chicago? Let me use that as an over, let's say, something like Wicked or Les Mis, for that matter. Why Chicago?
Okay, I've been wanting to bring Chicago back and do it again. I would say, you know, after 208, we figured we'd leave it about 5 years and bring it back. It's a timeless show. It speaks across the ages. It's one of those, and it's testament to the fact that it's been on Broadway for 22 years. And this particular show is just one of those that you never tire of. I mean, there are shows that I used to go into, my own shows, where at a certain part of the show, I would actually go and hide my head in the loo because it was so terrible that I had to run away. And I was thinking, I can't watch this anymore. Chicago, I can watch every single minute of the show at all times, and I must have watched it maybe a couple of hundred times. And I never get tired of it. It's just so clever. It's so current, even though it's set in the 20s. And the music is great, sexy as all hell. And it's a lovely show. The opportunity came for this particular portion. What's happened, quite honestly, in South Africa with the production of most of the shows, certainly the kind of shows that I do and I know that Peter Turin does, is that to mount a show as a standalone in South Africa has become extremely expensive. So if I wanted to just do Chicago for 10 weeks in South Africa and that's it, the cost of mounting the show, putting the show together, would be absolutely not viable. So an opportunity opened up to partner with a UK company called David Ian Productions, who had interest and connections to put the show into New Zealand, take it back to New Zealand. It's been many times to New Zealand. Take it then into China. And where else did you go? I can't remember.
Well, we're going to Germany.
And then they're going on to Germany.
And Austria.
And Austria. And then possibly back on to China towards the end of the year, which actually has took it from being a 10-week, which is what our South African portion is, into 41 weeks. So you can understand simple arithmetic is just amortizing the costs over that kind of period. It makes it a lot more financially viable. So that's why Chicago happened at this minute.
And it's but can I tell you something? You're giving a footprint to actors and especially younger actors and actresses and musicians for that matter and stagehands and dancers to go all over the world. And I don't think you can buy that.
Ellen, at this moment in time, you've got Chicago that's touring internationally. There are 54 people involved, South Africans involved in Chicago. We are general managing The Lion King, which is at this moment finishing in a year in Korea, toured a year in Korea, and is on its way now to Hong Kong, Taipei, and a whole lot of other places. Been running for a year and a half, and there are 70 odd South Africans in that production. There is Evita going back out, which is with about an 80%. South African company.
Sure.
Yeah. And then there is Phantom, which is touring Asia. That also has, I'd say, about a 50-60%. Oh, and Matilda.
Yes.
So all of these productions have started to follow that model, which is having a South African base and having South African performers and then touring the world.
Sure. Have you loved touring the world, Ilse?
I have. I've had an incredible experience. You know, it was really eye-opening, and it was great to see that we could stand on an international stage as South Africans and show off what it is that we do here and how good we are here and present it to the rest of the world, and they love it. They absolutely loved it. In China, they loved it, you know, with subtitles on the side. They understood everything. Yeah, yeah.
Are there screens on the side?
Yeah, there were screens on the side.
So you don't learn your Mandarin script.
Well, you know, it's such a spectacular show. You can do it in any language without any words, and it would be incredible to
On
watch.
That note, could you say anything in Chinese from the show?
Ni hao ma. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And New Zealand was also really spectacular. They just loved the show.
Can you
they
say anything it. In New Zealand?
I can't do the accents.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I can't.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Not really good at it.
Now, I was so honored to interview you last year for Veranderinge op Cape Net.
That's right.
And and have interviewed you over many, many years for many, many things. Of course, your initial, besides the stage work that you've done across South Africa in both English and in both genres of English and Afrikaans, you were well known for television work.
That's correct.
The difference between theatre and television.
I mean, it's so
for
vast.
For you.
It's so vast. You know, the thing is, you know, when you're doing television, you long for the theatre. You long to be standing on a stage singing. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And sometimes it works the other way around as well. You know, I think I'm quite grateful that I'm able to sing, that I'm able to act in various capacities, you know.
I'm able to sing.
I know. I just rolled my eyes.
Let me undersell myself.
No, I didn't study singing. I studied straight theatre, drama.
Now, I'm happy that you said that, because, you know, we buy people.
I'm about to be bought. Wow.
I've got phenomenal vouchers from Skin Sense Day Spa.
Oh, wow.
We're going to get there. But you see... But this you're doing for the guys, for Hazel, who's in front of you, and of course the wonderful guys at the Teatro, and it's all about Theatre with Monte Cassino. They've got it, obviously. And so I thought what we should do is that we should get you to we do this with everybody.
To
perform. And of course,
give people a little taste of what they'll come and see.
And this is Mama
theater.
Morton's famous song, and it's. When you're good to mama.
That's right.
Let's go. You ready? Ilse Klink, ladies and gentlemen, on cliffcentral.com. This is what we do.
Singing for my supper.
The mistress of Murderers Row, matron Mama Morton.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen. They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all, and all of them love me. Because the system works, the system called reciprocity. This is when I shake my shoulders. Got a little motto, always sees me through. When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. There's a lot of favors I'm prepared to do. You do one for mama, she'll do one for you. They say that life is tit for tat, and that's the way I live. So I deserve a lot of tat for what I've got to give. Don't you know that this hand washes that one too? When you're good to mama,
and
mama's good to you.
And have you met Hazel Feldman?
There we go.
When you're good to mama, mama's good to you.
That was fun.
Oh, there you go. And audition tape.
Yeah.
And besides, Hazel, I do this all the time with you.
Yeah.
Besides being Mrs. Producer, and they say Cameron McIntosh is Mr. Producer. This is Mrs. Producer, seriously.
Indeed.
And it's true. But a lot of people speak so highly. I said to Philip Schnettler yesterday that that you're going to be in the show today. And he turned around and said, wow, I've never been treated, because he was new in the industry.
Yeah.
With such beautiful, firstly, kid gloves, and added to that with such kindness and such growth and such mentorship. And that's how people speak of you. So, Howard, mama's good to you.
That's very sweet. But Philip is a wonderful guy. He really is. He's just a fabulous talent.
Oh, we can only say these things about you, Hazel, because it's true. No, really.
And if you're good
really
to Hazel,
Hazel's
well.
Good to you.
Oh, wow. You know, when you...
No, I'm joking.
Everything's reciprocal. It is.
Mm.
Reciprocity.
Yeah, indeed.
It works.
And you have created so many careers, and you've mentored so many careers. Do you love this business? What do you love about the business?
That's exactly what I love about the business. It's the process. I love to see a kid like Philip come out of nowhere, never really done a show before of any consequence. He comes into an audition and you see a little spark and you think, wow, this really could be something. And then you see that person not only grow on stage, but grow off stage and develop. And we've seen that as well with Chicago, with a number of kids who maybe have done corporate stuff, have never really done any theater stuff. And theater is hard. It's kind of easy to do a corporate gig. You come in, you do it, it's done, it's finished. And if something screwed up in the middle of the show, so be it. It's done and it's over. But when you're doing 8 shows a week for 41 weeks, you need to have a certain professionalism, a certain attitude. And sometimes it's not that easy. And that's the process that I love to see, is that the people who we find and we nurture and grow on the stage, grow internationally, grow locally, as well as people, which is great.
I'm just soaking this in because I'm moving to Cape Town soon to be in a theater show, and it's my first. So I'm just gleaning what I can from you here.
Like, glean, okay. And I must tell you, all of that. I must tell you something. I was very, very close to doing Kinky Boots. We really wanted to do a big scale show of Kinky. I've seen it about 5 times. I was very close to the producers. And unfortunately, I couldn't get the international rights. So what I wanted to do, as I said, the model, which was mounted in South Africa and then take it internationally, we couldn't get the international stuff.
Right.
So I'm delighted that the Few God are doing it. I hope and I'm sure that they will, you know, do so well with it because it's a fabulous piece.
Yeah.
But, you know, something, what you put in is what you get out. It's as trite as that.
Yeah.
And you can whine and cry and whatever the situation is. If you do that, you will not enjoy what you do. If you love what you do, it shows. If you are having fun on that stage, the audience are having
fun. Yeah.
And it's as simple as that.
Yeah. You've got so you've done Chicago before.
Yeah. Twice.
A few years back, yeah. And principal cast members have changed over the years. And you've got Carmen Pretorius as Roxy Hart this time round, and Sam Pio switched roles from Roxy
to Velma. Correct.
And how's the energy changed? I mean, I know it's Chicago, so it'll always be Chicago, but it does change, you know, between actors.
Absolutely. And I think Ilse can answer that.
Yeah, I think the energy changes because each performing artist brings their own bag of goods, to the party. And so there's a different energy. Although the characters are basically the same, there's a different energy that one actor brings to a specific role. And you know, Carmen's done a fantastic job at playing Roxy.
Yeah.
She's really cute and really super sweet and gorgeous, you know. Yeah. And Sam, on the other hand, who did play Roxy before, is now this ballsy, you know, woman of courage and command, you know. So it was really lovely to see Sam in that role.
Yeah.
You know, and it's wonderful to act up opposite Sam. She's just amazing.
Yeah,
she's incredible.
She is a phenomenon.
Yeah.
I also follow both of them on Instagram, and I love their chemistry together, off stage. So they've clearly got a kind of sisterhood going on off stage, which I can just imagine just is magic on stage. Because, you know, Game of Thrones is a big thing at the moment. And there's two actresses, the one who plays Sansa Stark and Arya Stark, and they have a great off-stage relationship, and I think that really does, you know, connect them on screen as well. Do you have any sisterhood connections there?
I have
in
a
Chicago?
Sisterhood
or brother
with Mary Sunshine. She's my sister.
Oh, that's mad.
Yes, I mean, you know what, we are very close in the cast. So really, it does. It absolutely shows on stage. You know, there is a little spark when you look at somebody. There's a little bit extra, and I mean, not that the in jokes on stage, but there's just, you know, these are my friends. These are my pals. Because it is an ensemble show. Mm. Yeah. We've got to hold each other. You know,
and it's nice to be in that space of where you can trust the people opposite you, and you feel so comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I know I've been watching some actors working in the Meisner technique recently.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just see how these people give, they go to such dark places and they give so much of themselves.
Yeah.
And to have trust and, you know, respect around them is so important. So I can imagine being in a family, the Chicago family must be quite a cool family to be a part of.
Very special.
Our very special guest in studio, Hazel Feltman, executive producer from Showtime, Chicago the Musical, and Ilse Klink, one of our top actresses, our singers, our voiceover artists, our presenters, our MCs across the board. Great to have them in studio. Please, as I've told you, do not miss Chicago. It opens this Saturday until the 26th of May at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. Yeah, do not miss the show. It's Craig Barney. It's Samantha Pio. It's a lineup that is just going to blow you away. Really, it really is. I also want to say Many Tooties was absolutely fabulous.
Did you enjoy
loved
it?
Loved it. I loved it. It was hysterical. Really good. Puppet Guy. Parker's, if you want some good comedy. The Easter weekend, you don't have to go away to take your kids to do some fun things, to go and eat at the Colcutchers and do some cool, interesting things. They've got Easter hunts and Easter stuff all happening at the one and only Monte Cassino. It's all about theatre with Monte Cassino. Do not miss Chicago. That's the thing. And as I say, it's Monte Cassino. They've got it.
This is CliffCentral.com.